The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 18th chapter. Then Jesus told them a parable about their need to pray always and not to lose heart. He said, "In a certain city there was a judge who neither feared God nor had respect for people. In that city there was a widow who kept coming to him and saying, 'Grant me justice against my opponent.' For a while he refused. But later he said to himself, 'Though I have no fear of God and no respect for anyone, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will grant her justice so that she may not wear me out continually coming.' And the Lord said, 'Listen to what the unjust judge says, and will not God grant justice to his chosen ones who cry to him day and night? Will he delay long in helping them? I tell you, he will quickly grant justice to them. And yet, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth?" The Gospel of the Lord. You may be seated. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Persistence is a good quality to have. That's one of the qualities that we seem to value. Someone who is persistent has a goal set forth, and they are going to try to do everything they can to accomplish that goal. And it doesn't matter what kind of adversaries they come up against, they still plow through, or how many people ignore them, they still continue to work in that direction until they reach that goal of whatever that is they're trying to reach. When we do that sort of thing, that's called persistence. When somebody else does that, we call it nagging. In our parable today, it depends on which perspective you take this from, whether that widow is persistent in seeking her justice that she needs, or whether from the judge's perspective, she is just simply nagging. But either way, it works. Because justice was done for her. Finally, that judge didn't care about her. The widow women in that day and time had no rights. They had no privileges. Only the men did. And so, technically, she probably wasn't even supposed to be talking to the judge or coming to him. Nobody was speaking up for her. But yet, she had a need. Somebody had cheated her. Somebody had stolen something from her. And she wanted justice, because she needed that to survive. And she was persistent. Or maybe she was nagging the judge. Either way, justice was done. Jesus uses this parable to teach us about prayer. That he says, pray always. Pray day and night. Pray always. That God welcomes our prayers. We may think of it as nagging. We may think of it, I'm pestering God. God doesn't have time for it. But no, God welcomes our prayers. He wants to hear us. He wants to be in conversation with us. He wants to listen to what's going on in our lives. Sometimes we may be frustrated because it doesn't seem like God's answering our prayers. But God does always answer our prayers. It's just sometimes it's not in the way that we expect. Sometimes the answer is yes, and it's yes immediately or quickly. God answers our prayers just as we were praying. Sometimes that answer is no. No, little 5-year-old Johnny, you can't have a new set of knives for your birthday. Sometimes the answer is wait. No. 15-year-old Mary Lou, you cannot have a Ferrari. You'll need to wait until your midlife crisis. Sometimes we even get something that is better than we ever asked for. A man is praying, God, I don't have enough money to buy food for my family to eat supper tonight. And sure enough,
a neighbor invites the family to eat supper. But at that dinner meal then, he hears of a great job opportunity. And he is blessed. God answers our prayers, not always in the ways that we expect or that we demand. But yet God answers and he wants to hear us. He wants to hear our concerns. We need to be persistent, be constant, be faithful with our prayers. And God's will be done. God's will is going to be done whether we pray for it or not. But we need to pray. We also need to listen to our own prayers then too. Are our prayers in accordance with God's will? And we should be praying, God's will be done. God grant. Help me to fulfill your plans in this world. In our scripture readings for today, there's somebody else who's persistent, and that's Jacob. And I think probably y'all remember the story of Jacob. If you remember, Jacob cheated his brother out of his birthright and also the blessing from his father. And so as you can imagine, Jacob's brother, was not very happy with Jacob. As a matter of fact, he was threatening to kill his life. So on the advice of Rebekah, Jacob's mother, Jacob flees and goes back to his mother's home land. And she tells him, go find a wife and stay there until your brother cools off. And so Jacob goes. And when he goes, he comes to the land of his mother. And he falls in love with Rebekah. I mean, not with Rebekah, but with Rachel. Falls in love with Rachel. And he talks to Rachel's father, Laban. Laban, what can I do that you would grant me your daughter in marriage? And Laban says, you look like a nice, big, strapping boy. How about you work for me for 7 years? And then you can have Rachel as a wife. And so Jacob is persistent. And he works for 7 years for Laban. He works those 7 years. And it says that the days just seem to fly by. Because he is so much in love with Rachel. Well, on that wedding night then, instead of Rachel coming to his tent, her older sister Leah comes to his tent. And in the morning, when Jacob wakes up and realizes it is Leah, he goes to Laban and says, what have you done? We made a contract that Rachel would be my wife. Why is Leah in here? And he says, well, it's not customary in our land that the younger daughter be married first. And so Jacob says, what must I do to have Rachel as my wife? And Laban says, well, I tell you what, you work for me another 7 years and you can have Rachel as well then too. So Rachel is given to Jacob and he stays. He is persistent. He is constant. And he stays for another 7 years. And after that 7 years then, he's ready to go home. And Laban says, what can I do to pay you? And Jacob says, I've worked for you this long, but I tell you what, you have increased in flocks and herds and in wealth. I'll take all the blemished livestock that you have, all those with stripes or spots or the lambs that are born black. I'll take those as payment. Well, that night then, Laban instructs his servants to sort them all out so that in his flocks, what Jacob can see, there's none of those left. So Jacob has nothing. But Jacob is still persistent. And so he continues to work for Laban another 6 years. And as he's working for Laban, every time one of the livestock has a blemished animal, he sets it aside for himself so his flocks accumulate. And at the end of those 6 years, his flock is actually doing better than Laban's flock. He has the stronger animals. He has the bigger animals. And after those 6 years, so he has spent 20 years in his persistence with Laban, he is ready to go back home. And he flees from Laban because Laban's not happy that Jacob is getting the best livestock. But Jacob goes. But yet, when he comes to the border with his own land, He is still fearful of Esau. He left him 20 years ago, and Esau was in a rage, plotting to take his life. How is Esau going to receive Jacob now? And he is concerned for that. But Jacob has become very wealthy. He has a large family. He has servants. He has cattle. He has camels. He has donkeys. He has sheep. He has goats. He's got a large family. And so what he does is he splits the herds and he sends a portion of each one ahead of him. And he gives those as a gift for Esau. It happens in two things happen out of this. One, Esau is appeased by all these wonderful gifts that he's receiving. Also, he sees the might and the power of Jacob. And that's where we come to our first reading for today. Jacob sends everyone ahead of him, even his own family, and there he stays overnight. And overnight, he wrestles. And once again, you see that persistence of Jacob. As he tangles with this, it says, a man or an angel or with God. It's kind of unclear here in the scripture passage who exactly he is wrestling with. But all night long, he wrestles. And that angel does not overcome. He is persistent. And that person or angel says, let me go. And again, in that persistence, Jacob says, no, not until you bless me. Jacob is blessed by that angel or by God or by that person. Because his sons, his children then, form the whole nation of Israel. And his name is actually changed to Israel, which means you have striven with God and with humans, and you have prevailed. They become the 12 tribes of Israel. God has blessed him richly. He persevered. He was persistent all throughout his life. In our second lesson for today, we also see a story of persistence. Paul is in prison. The Apostle Paul is in prison. He can't be out and about doing his ministry, proclaiming the gospel. And so he is encouraging young Timothy to carry on, to be a good leader. And he gives him all sorts of words of advice. And some of the words that we hear in our lesson today says, he says, I solemnly urge you, proclaim the message, be persistent, whether the time is favorable or unfavorable. Convince, rebuke, encourage with the utmost patience in teaching. You know, when things are going well, it's easy sometimes to be faithful, to teach or to preach. When people are ready to hear and to listen, it's you can really get into that story. You can really get into how God has affected you in your life. But if somebody doesn't want to listen to you, if somebody is making fun of you, if somebody is smirking at you or rolling their eyes at you, it makes it harder to teach or to tell your story or to proclaim the gospel. But St. Paul is urging Timothy, do what you need to do. Get that message out so that they can hear that good news. So they can actually sink in. So people can be transformed. So that work of salvation can come through for them. Be persistent in what you do. And that leads us back into our prayers. That leads us back into this story of this widow woman who was persistent or who was nagging that judge. That we stay consistent, that we stay persistent, and we have the patience to pray to God. And maybe when he returns, he will find that there is faith on this earth. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep our hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.